Welcome to the Money Barista Podcast in the virtual cafe where coffee meets money. This is your host, Kerry Zarb, the Money Barista, and together with Kim White, we bring you weekly episodes to talk about the beans in your business. How would you like to be in control of your business finances? Step inside the virtual cafe with us for these combos where we share our experience with you. So what are we waiting for? Come on, let's go. It's coffee time. Welcome back to the virtual cafe, Kim.
Thanks, Kerry. I love being with you in the virtual cafe.
So, we're back for another episode. I'm sure you have another question, but before we go there, Kim, let's talk coffee for a second. I think the flow rate of the coffee has increased recently, maybe for both of us, actually.
Yes.
It's just not enough. I feel like I need a backpack with do they make them, Kim? Do they make a little backpack with a thermal type of setup where you can just stick a straw over your shoulder and drink it all day? Is that a thing?
If it is, Kerry, I think I need to step away from the coffee. I have no idea if that's a thing. But I will say, Kerry, there's so many wonderful things going on as the reason for all of this extra coffee consumption.
Kim, it's never a dull moment for both of us. We're across the globe from each other. We're living completely different lives. Obviously, we come together for this podcast and Buckets and Boom Gates and quite a few other things, but we've both got our little skates on at the moment. And I don't know, it's kind of exciting, Kim, to bounce out of bed in the morning and know, well, sometimes you don't know what you got to do if you haven't kind of worked that out the night before. However, bouncing out of bed and jumping over to the computer and doing all the things is exciting.
I'm pretty excited, Kerry. This is a great season right now.
It is, right? Let's talk about this climate thing at the moment, and we're not going into the full climate control kind of discussion here, but Kim, you're coming out of winter, apparently.
Well, that's what they call it, Kerry.
I am supposed to be in peak summer. Well, actually, no, it's March, Kim. Oh my God, I'm losing track of time so quickly. We've passed summer. I think we're in autumn.
So in a couple of weeks, we'll be in spring, except that I think our weather didn't get the memo.
That's what's going on.
So because of that, we've already been in the 90s already in February.
Wow.
And I don't know what the conversion is, Kerry. I can't remember.
Oh, let me do that. Hang on, I've got a tool for that. 1 second. So 90 Fahrenheit is 32 Celsius. So you're already getting what we're getting, but we're not getting all of that because we're having cooler late summer into autumn days or something. It's so hard to keep track of.
Craziness, Kerry, craziness.
Mm-hmm. So therefore, the crazy weather of Melbourne that people say Melbourne has four seasons in one day, that's in Texas too.
Always, Kerry. If you don't like the weather here, wait a few minutes.
That's right. Oh, I love it. So, Kim, do we have a bit of a question today?
We do, Kerry, and I really like this question, so I can't wait to ask it. So, someone wrote in and said, how much detail is too little or too much when categorizing income and expenses?
Ooh, that's a spicy one, Kim.
That's a really good one, Kerry. I can't wait for your answer.
Well, and there's two sides to the coin with this, because let's paint a little scenario. If you are really busy in your business and you're doing this yourself and you're trying to keep up with your business finances, you might be inclined to go a lot less detail because of the fast pace, because you just want to get it done. And congratulations if you're getting it done. I love that. And then the problem can be come end of year that when you're looking across these numbers and you're looking across the history of your numbers, do you have enough detail to look at that information and see what happened? So there's a bit of a tricky place here, Kim, because if you don't have enough detail, you haven't got the information to look back on, but then we don't want to be spending all of our time on the business finances, putting too much detail that we're making it a heavy lift. Do you know what I mean? So there's that kind of push-pull situation of, how much is too much and how little is not enough, and where do we go with this? We've got to find a balance. We need to, there's a middle ground there. It's going to look a little bit different for everybody because it depends on your business and what you're tracking. And finding what works for you is probably the answer to this one, which I know I say a lot, Kim. People can roll their eyes. I get it. But it is. It is actually what works for you. And sometimes we do a year cycle and we learn because we go back to the information and we go, oh, I didn't have enough detail. I need to add a bit more. So sometimes we need to go through that little pain point to discover what that balance is for ourselves. Have you ever looked at your bank account or credit card statement and found charges you forgot to cancel? Do you have a sinking feeling that you are spending money on things you no longer use? I'm Kerry Zarb, the Money Barista, and I share a free tool that has saved users over $116,000. If you want to get in control of your recurring payments, then the Money Barista Savings Tool is the free step for you. I host a live tour of the savings tool every quarter. It's completely free for you to attend and get this amazing tool. Let me show you how this tool can save you money and help you track your progress. Head over to kerryzarb.com/savings to register for the next live tour. And while you're there, grab your free and private copy of the Money Barista Savings Tool so that you can get started on saving money today.
Just talking expenses, what would you say the minimum for the information you need for an expense?
So I normally work off a pretty lean and mean kind of structure here, Kim. So you've got who, you've got what for, and how much. So that is your bare minimum, definitely how much, but you really want to know who and what for. So if you look at those three pieces, it's easy to find how much because it'll be on your bank statement or wherever you're recording your finances, you pop that number in. So you've got your how much, but who did you pay it to? You know, when we're talking expenses, who was the supplier? Who was the company that you paid the funds to? But then that piece in the middle, what for, is really that little bit extra that we need. What is it for? Obviously, categorizing your expenses. If you've, you know, made yourself a bit of a list of advertising, bank fees, marketing, all that kind of stuff, that's okay. But you might want to give it just a little bit more detail of what it's for in regards to, yes, it could fall under marketing, but what kind of marketing was it? Were you running Facebook ads? Did you pay for Google SEO type things? Just to let yourself know, because we can do an arrangement of stuff and sometimes the who tells us the what for, but not always. So if the who is a little bit kind of got a question mark to it, you might want to put a bit more in your what for. Does that help, Kim?
That helps a lot, Terry. I'm going to ask you the same part of the question for income. What's the minimum we need to know or include for our income part?
Well, Kim, similar to the expenses, it kind of falls into those three categories as well, because we need our how much and we need the who. So who was the service or product sold to? And again, what was it? Like if you're a service-based business, but you're doing, you know, four different services, which one did you sell? Which one of those services was actually purchased? Because, and again, we come back to the categorizing. You might want to have those four pieces of income in separate categories. So come the end of the year, you can see which of those services was the most required. And that can tell us a lot, Kim. That can actually tell us where to focus our energy based on our sales. And exactly the same in the product space. If you sell 10 different products, but you don't know what products you're actually selling, well, which one's the most popular? So which one could I potentially expand the range on from based on people's needs and wants in both services and products? So that, again, it's that middle piece that we need to expand on, but keeping the three, who and what and how much, we can keep it that simple, but it's based on us and our business and potential business growth for that middle detail of what, and expanding on that as much as we can so we can see the trend. We can see what's happening in our business.
Great answer, Kerry. And I feel like this is something to be said out loud, that your numbers tell a story if you know how to read. Like if you know how to read those numbers, years, it literally will tell you. I love what you said about do more of this. If this is where you're making money doing something, do more of it. So doing these things helps a lot. And I love this question, Carrie. I hope our listener is happy with the answer. Should I say that, Carrie?
Well, maybe they're not, Kim. Maybe they're not happy with the answer. But this is the thing. This is where we find what works for us. And I always come back to this because it's going to look different for everybody. Every business, we're not all the same size, shape and color and all the things. So we have to adapt to what works in our business. It's going to be specific to the services or products perhaps that you sell. If you sell one product, but you sell it in 10 different flavors, well, do you need to know which of the flavors are the most popular? You might decide not to. You might go, you know what, I sell one thing and that's it, and I'm good with that and I'm okay. If you wanted to know more information, it's up to you to feed that information into your data so that you can actually see what's happening in a bigger picture. So again, we've got the choice. We can make the decision for us and based on what we want to get out of it. Like you said, Kim, reading the numbers, but what's attached to the numbers. And Kim, you know, I hate reading. I'm not a reader.
Well, that was a very good explanation, Carrie Zarb. But I just want you to know that was very good. So thank you.
You're welcome, Kim. And again, you know, if we need to unpack this a little bit further, reach out, sing out to us and say, you know what, yep, that made sense, but what about this? You know, like we're just looking general here, we're having a general conversation about this situation and scenario, and that's the same with all the questions that we get, is what could it look like? But we're happy to go back and unpack further and get a little bit more specific if we need to.
Yes. Everybody needs to know that about Carrie. She's willing to answer these questions. And I'm grateful, Carrie, for being able to be with you in the virtual cafe to ask the questions from our listeners.
Well, Kim, thank you for being here with me and bringing such great questions to the table. Kim's like, oh my God, so amazing. And I'm loving these questions that we get, Kim. And it's thanks to you because you're collating this and bringing it to the show to help anyone listening so that they can get in control of their business finances. So pretty exciting, Kim.
Thank you, Carrie.
Well, we will see you next week in the virtual cafe. Bye, Kim.
Bye, Carrie.
Thank you for joining us in the virtual cafe studio for this convo about business finances. This production is brought to you by the money barista, Carrie Zarb. You can follow the show to be notified of future episodes. And if you're enjoying this podcast, we encourage you to leave a rating or personal review. Until next time, happy biz beans to you. No beans were harmed during the production of this podcast. Information contained in this podcast should be taken as general advice only, and your personal circumstances have not been taken into account. It is recommended that you seek financial advice from a professional who is licensed to do so. If you choose to act upon the general advice shared, you do so at your own risk.